Welcome to Wow Yourself, Your Friends, and the World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Rex Sykes. Rex, why don't you take it from here?
Hi, I am Rex Sykes. Thank you, Tanya. It's a great privilege and honor to be on your show again. And I really appreciate being on the call. I also am a firm believer that the right people listen, and when it's right for them, they are attracted to the message that one delivers. And so I know that there are probably going to be some right people listening in today. We're talking about why people buy, and that's whether you're a parent or a professional salesperson or anyone in between. So have you ever heard that sales is a numbers game, and that in order to get more yeses, you have to get more no's? Now, I can't see you, so I'm going to assume that you've answered. And I'll ask that question probably again. And according to Salesforce.com, 87% of sales professionals do not feel prepared for their appointments, and 66% of customers feel turned off by the sales presentation. Now, this could be costing you tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars per year. I teach business owners and individuals how to increase their sales up to 300% with our program called BANK. That's B-A-N-K. And as a matter of fact, our revolutionary methodology has been validated by San Francisco State University with published white paper, and it proves that our system can predict buying behavior and increase sales immediately. As I said, I'm Rex Sykes, and I am a certified and licensed trainer with Bank Code. So if you're ready to turn those no's into yeses and make more money in less time, then I want you to get in touch with me, and I want you to listen today, because I've got the secrets, the science, and the system to supercharge your sales in less than 90 seconds. Bank, B-A-N-K, was designed for sales. B-A-N-K, it was designed to increase your sales up to 300%. Now stop. And imagine for one moment what your life would look like if you were able to increase your income, your revenue, by up to 300%. Now, if that's possible, I want you to think about what would ever stop you from making that happen. I'm going to spend the rest of this time explaining how you can make that happen and share some of the secrets and science mixed in. All right. So Robert Kiyosaki, the author of Rich Dad Poor Dad, you know who he is, he said that the ability to sell is the number one skill in business, not the number two or the number three, but the number one skill. Now, this is something that we must absolutely embrace in business with this current economy. Now, if you're in business, you are in sales. Whether you're an employee and you're selling ideas or collaborating with a team, whether you're a traditional sales professional, or whether you're a lover or a spouse, or if you're a parent with one or many children, you are in sales. And sales is the ability to influence. So I'm going to talk to you about sales from a business perspective and increasing revenue. And that's what we're going to focus on today. But this applies to your personal life with all of your relationships. Now, I want you to show you or tell you some statistics from Adify and Salesforce.com, and this is important. This first number I want to give you is that 67% of all sales professionals miss quota. That's two-thirds of the sales force who are not reaching their quota. 87% are not adequately prepared for their presentation or their sales call. So if you can imagine, practically 9 out of 10 people going into a sales presentation, they do not feel prepared. That's catastrophic. And 66% of customers feel turned off by the sales presentation delivered by the salesperson. So when you look at these numbers, this can absolutely be the demise of your business, your income, and the reason for your frustration with the whole concept of selling in general. What we want to do today is establish the fact that there is a cure for this. Now, the challenge that our CEO, her name is Sherry Tree, she discovered this, and this is one of the secrets. And that is that we've all been told that sales is a numbers game. As a matter of fact, I'm going to prove that to you right now. you've been conditioned to believe your entire life. And I'm going to prove it by asking you to fill in the blank. Have you ever been told that in order to get more yeses, you have to get more what? More no's, right? I bet that's what you said. And we know for the fact that you probably did think that. Sherry and I, we've been around the globe and have asked that same question of thousands of people, and they all give the same answer every single time. We've all been led to believe one of the greatest myths ever told in sales is that you have to get more no's to get more yeses. And my question to you today is, what if that is not true? What if there was a way that I can show you right now that's been proven to get more yeses? You want to know it, right? Well, I'm about to back that up and show you how in just a few minutes. But first, here's the unveiling. If sales isn't a number game, what is it? It's a people game. Yeah, this was a major aha moment for Sherry Trade that led her to this massive success. The more she studied sales training, the more she got ordinary results. And the more she studied people training and personality science, the more she got extraordinary results. And this is what she's sharing with us all. And I'm a friend, and I consider her a mentor, and I'm a licensed certified trainer of bank. And so I absolutely appreciate what she's done. Now, Brian Tracy says that all business is a people business. Now, this is a secret. All business is a people business, and that's exactly what we want to be focused on. The question I want to ask you is it possible for one idea to change the world? The answer is likely going to be yes. So next, I want to ask you the question, can this idea change your world? And this revolutionary idea is BANK, B-A-N-K. It's a personality-based system, which means that it is rooted in the principles of four personality types, with a very powerful twist, making it unlike any other program in the market. BANK is people-focused because at the end of every day, every business transaction is made with another human being. And BANK is profit-driven, which means that it's designed to increase your revenue, increase your profitability, increase your bottom line, and there's nothing wrong with making more money. Is there? Because you can help more people. We want to empower you to be as successful and financially profitable as you can be so that you can go out there and focus on making a difference for others as well. So I'm going to share a bit of before and after story about Sherry Tree's experience in discovering the system that changed her life, and it's changed mine. Her first year in sales, after reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki's book, she was super enthusiastic about going into sales, and she dove right in, selling financial services. She was commissioned only, and she earned a very sad $700 the entire year. Worst salesperson ever. And she wouldn't mind me telling you that because she says it herself. But not one to give up, she took every sales training program she could get her hands on. She read all the books. She listened to all the audio programs. She attended seminars. She hired coaches and paid them hundreds of dollars an hour to help her to learn to get better. And she became a better salesperson. Over a five-year period, she got her income up to $72,000. And that was pretty good. I mean, she won incentive trips and celebrated as the best, but she still didn't feel successful. $30,000 in debt, credit card debt, financing her way to finding success in this industry. She was driving a salvage BMW so she could look the part, and renting an apartment for $800 a month because she couldn't qualify for a homeowner's loan because of the instability of her income. Her whole world came crashing down. And she thought about Robert Kiyosaki's quote, "Stop taking advice from people who are more messed up than you are. Stop it." So she felt like a hypocrite selling financial services when she was in such poor shape herself. So she vowed to do things differently. She debated going back into her old job in the corporate world and staying committed to being an entrepreneur and a sales professional. Her dream to be an entrepreneur were big enough, and she was motivated to stay in that industry. So what she realized was that something was broken. It was either her or it was the system and the methods that she was following that were driving such poor results. Turned out Sherry wasn't broken, it was the system. And once she figured out how to fix the system and re-engineer it so it worked for her, and that it really wasn't a numbers game, but that's a people's game, her numbers skyrocketed. In the next year, Sherry earned over $500,000 in commission, a 695% jump. And not only that, but within just 3 years, she was earning over $1 million a year. That's a 1,300% increase over in just 3 years. Now, it's an amazing before and after story. And as they say, the rest is history. She made the cover of Success from Home magazine, and her dreams had finally come true. Her friends and her colleagues started asking her, what's the secret? What could she teach them so that they could achieve the same results? And people started asking her to speak and share her secrets all over Europe, across Asia, Africa, Europe, North America. And she started sharing stages with millionaires, people like Robert Kiyosaki, billionaires like Sir Richard Branson. She was presented with an incredible opportunity, all because of this four-letter acronym called BANK, B-A-N-K. Something so powerful and ingenious was locked inside this concept that it had literally had the power to transform businesses and lives all over the world. 2013, she was invited to share secrets as a special guest lecturer at Harvard University. It was a master's business class on business motivation and entrepreneurship. In 2014, she was invited to speak at the University of California, Berkeley, to share the same concepts. But here's the cool thing. In 2016, Dr. Ryan Howell, a PhD, completed formal studies at San Francisco State University, publishing conclusive results that this system predicts buying behavior. He says, BANK is so powerful in the sales process, it can predict someone's buying behavior in less than 90 seconds. This bears repeating. Imagine having a tool that you could use in the sales process to predict the buying behavior of your prospect or customer in less than 90 seconds. And if this actually worked, what could you do to transform your sales and your lifestyle? So this is what I'm going to reveal to you today. And again, not just professional sales, but in every relationship where you influence others in your life. BANK has been called genius. Albert Einstein said that any tool can complicate things, but it takes a genius to simplify them. So let's summarize a little here. Sherry's innovation has been credited for simplifying the sales process and making it easier than ever before to close a sale and get yeses instead of no's. Now, here's a burning question. So let me take a poll, and I can't see you. But answer this question. How many of you think selling is an art? And the next question is, how many of you think selling is a science? All right, I've already explained how sales is a people game. Now let me reveal the science. BANK is totally based on biology. That's B-U-Y. O-L-O-G-Y, biology. The science we talk about here is personality science. The science of the four BANK personality types isn't brand new. BANK stands for blueprint, B, A, action, nurturing, N, and knowledge, K, which represent the four temperaments, blueprint, action, nurturing, and knowledge. This personality science dates back to the 4th century BC when Hippocrates, known as the father of medicine, used it in his medical practice and called them the four temperaments. He proved that he could take the entire human race and classify them into four different personality types. And based on those types, he would treat them accordingly. Today, more than 2,000 years later, many behavioral experts and psychologists have studied and researched the science of the four temperaments and confirmed its valid validity and application. Today, millions of people have taken some form of personality assessment, and you're likely one of them. The DISC, Myers-Briggs, MBTI, the color code, GEMS, animals, and so on. Well, initially, Sherry was fascinated by these assessments, and she took them because it was enjoyable to learn so much about herself. However, the fascination quickly turned into frustration when she saw that none of them helped her make more money. None of them helped her close her sales or pay her bills. Not one of them helped her chip away her $30,000 credit card debt. So she was beating her head against the wall, trying to figure out what is broken and why is nobody getting it. You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, but expecting a different result, right? Well, so Sherry's question became, what if the results could be altered? If personality type 3 had been proven for 2,500 years, then why was there no way to determine what type her prospects were, not to mention how this affected her prospects' buying decision process? She went looking for personality-based sales that would teach her to alter her sales process on the personality type of her customer, and it didn't exist. So she invented her own as an experiment to find out what triggered a yes or no, and I am so thankful she did. This is so fun, so easy, and so powerful. The missing link was reverse engineering the concept of the four personality types in a way that specifically categorized people according to how they decide to buy, whether it's a product, a service, a program, or an idea. It's not about you. It's about the customer. It's about the other person. So people ask, you know, isn't bank just the same as DISC or any of the other assessments? And we say bank is exactly the same, only completely different. What makes bank unique and cutting edge in the marketplace is that other programs are based in psychology, and bank is based in the science of buying behavior, buy, B-U-Y-ology. So with personality science, we can crack the personality code, and we can take it to the bank. This is our company tagline, and I want to explain the meaning behind it. When we say crack the code, we literally are referring to the device called the cryptext. I'll explain that in a moment, but the word cryptext is made up of two words, codex and cryptology, popularized in the movie The Da Vinci Code, in case you saw it. It's a thrilling movie. A codex is a book constructed by a number of sheets of paper, vellum or papyrus, with handwritten content. And cryptology, on the other hand, is the practice and study of techniques for securing communication in the presence of adversaries. It's the process of hiding secret messages in order to secure communication. Again, Tom Hanks played the symbologist in the movie The Da Vinci Code, and who met up with the cryptologist. These two characters spend the movie attempting to decipher the secret message hidden inside the cryptext, because it leads them to the Holy Grail. Now, the only way to open this device and get the secret message or script written on the scroll or papyrus was to accurately unlock the device by moving the dials in the right order. There was a caveat to this entire unlocking mechanism and cracking the code, because it was booby-trapped. There's a vial of vinegar around which the papyrus is wrapped, and it protected the secret message. If under any circumstances this device is tampered with or broken, or you get the code wrong, the vial or vinegar would crack open and melt the papyrus, destroying the secret message forever. So imagine from this point forward here. What the analogy is, let me explain. Consider that every single lead you generate, every single prospect you meet, every single customer you sit down with, whether it's in person, on the phone, or an online written communication, has their own invisible cryptext that protects their personality code. Imagine that every single person has written on that scroll of paper the exact message that will lead you to a yes in the sales process. Now, Sherry's fantasy was to figure out exactly what she had to say to her prospect in order to get a yes. And with that secret information, you would never break a vial of vinegar or say the wrong thing. Have you ever watched your sales disintegrate right in front of your eye, as if you cracked that vial of vinegar by saying exactly the wrong thing? I mean, when your income depends on closing sales, and you watch a yes dissolve into a no right in front of your eyes, I mean, it really hurts, doesn't it? I mean, who's been there? I have. You know, who wants to learn, who's listening right now, how to avoid repeating that experience? Would you like to relive over and over again the joy of inking the deal and collecting the money? Wouldn't you? I would. So here's a very important question. How often are you losing out? How often is this happening to you, and how much is it costing you? The opportunity cost of losing a sale can be massive, especially if you're doing it to yourself over and over again. Now, the first step to inking the deal, as Tony Robbins says, is let your prospect determine your presentation. And there are four different presentations, B-A-N-K. In this case, there are four different personality types. Would it make sense to have four different presentations to pick from for each call? And so how many presentations are you using? In most cases, the answer is only one. The most common mistake that people make is that they lead with the script that appeals to their personality type and not necessarily their prospect. So if you're communicating, negotiating, closing deals with only one approach, then only one out of four personality types will be receptive, resulting in only a potential closing of one of four prospects. This means that communicating only in a way that appeals to your dominant personality type, you are missing out on the other three or four potential clients. You know, to make matters worse, not only are you missing out on 75% of potential business, you're also feeding your competition three out of four times. Remember, if your client or prospect isn't buying from you, they're buying from your competition. So think about this. 5 years into Jerry's sales career, she was earning $72,000 a year, but she was reaching only one of four prospects, missing out on three opportunities. So if you multiply your income by three, you can see that she was missing out on a potential of $216,000 a year. Now consider that she has a good 20 years left in her sales career to earn money. If Sherry or you or the next guy doesn't take the training to learn how to close the other 75%, that's $4.3 million of missed opportunity. Now work this out based on how much money you've earned this year. I mean, another way of looking at this is think about all the business your competition will win if they take the training and you don't. That hurts too. Did you know that let me first review how personality science can lead to increase your sales by up to 300%. Let's start there. Let's say your most dominant personality code is Blueprint. You're going to always lead with the same message. I'm not going to have time to get through all of these, but I'll give you one or two. Once you learn to deliver a message so it feels to your second, let's say it's your dominant personality is Blueprint, and you always lead with the same message. You currently reach one out of four prospects and the ones who are most like you. Once you learn to deliver your message so it appeals to a second personality type, in this case, action, is next, you'll learn to increase your reach by 100%. So this is like having two presentations instead of just one. Add a third presentation, that appeals to your nurturing personality type, and that will increase by 200%. Finally, when you add a fourth and final presentation, that's when you'll be able to increase your sales up to 300%. And this is what it means to master the science of communication, negotiation, and closing more sales. Now, who wants to learn this system? I hope you do. I did. When I first heard about this, I jumped right on it. Did you know that in the U.S., 90% of businesses fail within the first 5 years, and 95% of Americans never achieve financial independence, which is defined as being able to live on $4,000 a month without working? 98% of network marketers, and there are over 13 million of them in the U.S. alone, earn less than $500 a year. Statistics show the average bankruptcy can be avoided by earning just an extra $500 a month. And this is one of the reasons Sherry wanted to build a system that was so easy she could teach it to everyone and anyone. So I'd love to be able to show you how the bank system works, but I'm going to have to turn you over into a webinar on my page to do that. But I'm going to send you there, and I'm going to give you a free gift. So I want you to stay tuned. But let me just point out that, for example, the Blueprint person values stability, structure, system, planning, process, predictability, responsibility, duty, rules, credentials, titles, and traditions. And these may also appeal to you. But when you take the bank fundamentals course, we describe these values to give you sales tips for each type to help you close more sales. You can think of the Blueprint as a calming blue. Think of an archetype, or architectural blueprint, okay? The Blueprint personality is completely predictable. Everything they do must be inside a box. So we say that the Blueprint is inside a box. This is one personality type. When it comes to greeting, they like to shake hands and they're formal. Whereas the action person is colored red, and think of the red carpet, they are a person of fiery action. Their values are freedom and flexibility, spontaneity, action, opportunity, excitement, attention, stimulation, completion, winning, fun, and image. Again, some of these may appeal to you, but what you need to do is learn how to assess what is the predominant personality type of each person you come in contact with. I'd love to share you success stories with you and everything else, but you know we are going to be out of time. So what I want to do is simply let you know that I have a website. It is dailyinspirationandgratitude.com. It sounds just like it's spelled, dailyinspirationandgratitude.com /bankcode, BANKCODE. So dailyinspirationandgratitude.com /bankcode, BANKCODE. Okay. You go there. And in the title bar, it's the pull down menu. You'll see bank code at Daily Inspiration Gratitude, or you'll go right to dailyinspirationgratitude.com. You go in there, click on the link, and the page will open up, and you'll see a webinar. And it's going to be Sherry Tree presenting. You're going to love it. All right, watch the webinar. Now, you need an access code for the free gifts, you know, the bonuses at the end, and to waive any activation fees should you join the Join Us. And I sure hope you do. It is absolutely valuable. But the access code is my name, Rex Sykes, R-E-X-S-I-K-E-S. That's Rex Sykes, my name, all in lowercase. Now, how many in the room, I'm so used to doing this. How many of you listening to my presentation today might think you're a blueprint personality based on what you heard? Or you might think you're an action personality based on what you heard. Actually, there are 4 bank personality types, but there are 24 bank codes. So no wonder all the sales trainers keep feeding this insane concept in our head that in order to get more yeses, you have to get more noes, because it equates to only a 4% possibility of getting a yes and a 98% possibility of getting a no. But bank trains you to identify the customer's personality codes so you can tailor your communication and presentations to their buying behavior in under 90 seconds, and you can take that to the bank. We even have a system that you can do online. I have it in my signature of all my emails called Bank Pass, and that offers you unlimited access to our technology that codes your customers, and it provides communication tips and sales strategy and stores their contact information in a searchable and easy to export database. Bank Pass automatically generates custom profiles for each contact that cracks their code. These custom profiles have information on how to buy, what they like to hear when they make a buying decision, and the best way you can approach them to get a yes. So you invite your prospect by sending them the link, and it can be used on a mobile or laptop. It is easily connected to your profile. So for example, I have one, it's mybankpass.com, Rex Sykes. But go to dailyinspirationandgratitude.com/bankcode. Go check out the webinar with Sherry Tree. Use your access code to get free access to activation and the bonuses that are included. Oh, if you decide to do the training, you got all of that coming to you today. And it's been my pleasure to talk to you about Bank. It's revolutionized my life and what I do, and I'm happy to share it. And as I said, I know that the right people hearing this message will come. So let me know if you do. Drop a message at dailyinspirationandgratitude.com and have a fabulous day. And I hope that you learn how to increase your sales so that you can take it to the bank.